Hey guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Nick, and we're going to be talking about everything fitness, health, and the challenge.
Let's get on with the show.
Welcome to another episode of the Challenge Podcast. I am Coach Nick, and I'm here today with our runner-up from our August six-week challenge, Jackie Deakin. How does it feel, Jackie, to be introduced as the runner-up of such a huge challenge?
Yeah, it's pretty surreal. I can't quite believe it myself. I feel like I've been in challenges for a long time, so it's pretty awesome to finally get, I guess, in the top 50 and then in the top 10 and then to get runner-up was pretty amazing. So, yeah, it feels great. Thank you.
Oh, well done. Congratulations. Your transformation from my end, looking at it, was just one of the standouts. Absolutely. I mean, I love a good set of abs and I know what it takes to get them. So
respect
for that.
Thank you.
Is that one of the best sort of packages that you've presented so far, would you say?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. I've been working pretty hard for the last 12, 18 months, I guess. So yeah, it was good just to step it up a notch and really be able to see what I can get to, I guess, and what I can achieve. So yeah, it was pretty good.
That's unbelievable. So good. And I'm guessing because you're a veteran of the challenge, but also you're not new to the gym. So for you, I guess you wouldn't go backwards in between, would you? You'd have a strategy as to how to get better and better and better.
Yeah. So I guess I've been strength training for probably as long as my daughter, since my daughter was born really, or before that, I trained when she's just turned 10 and I was doing group fitness classes really up until after that. But I did my last body pump class on the Friday. I think it was on the Tuesday and I had her on the Friday. So I've been strength training for a long time, and the need to get up and go to the gym for me, it's never really something that I consider. It's just part of my day. It's like getting up and going to work. It's getting up and going to the gym. When I don't have it, it's I feel flat and I feel lethargic. So for me, it's just part of my day. I don't ever need motivation to get up and get to the gym. So yeah, in between challenges, the training side of it doesn't ever stop. I still get up and go to the gym every day. I relax a little bit more on the nutrition and try and, if I've been on a deficit, then I'll definitely bring the calories back up for a little while. And then depending on what my goals are each time, then you sort of kick into gear when the challenge starts again.
So do you enjoy the structure of the challenge in terms of something to focus on with your fitness at that time? Is that why you go for it?
Yeah, I just love knowing what I'm going to get, knowing what I need to do every day I get to the gym. For a while when I wasn't in challenges, I'd spend half an hour trying to put together a workout and trying to work out what I was going to do for the day and then work out what I was going to do the next day. And I just love being able to get up and get in the gym and know what day it is, whether it's legs or back or thighs or whatever, and just know that that's what it is. I get in the gym, get it done, and there's just no thought about what I need to do when I get there. So I love the structure. Yeah. I like being organized and knowing what I have on that day.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the element of the challenge that Coach Steve and I really try and to do, is to bring that programming in. So the fact that you can appreciate that, and I suppose you can also appreciate the variety of programs the consistency within the variety, because you know that,
yeah.
I suppose that you would know that that's what you need. You need that consistency, don't you, to kind of step it up.
Absolutely. And I guess because I've done a lot of challenges over the years, that the spreadsheets and the way they are structured now, with being able to swap out different exercises if you didn't want to do, or you don't have the machine and stuff like that in your gym, being able to just swap them out while still training the same muscle group has been amazing. It's great. The way the training spreadsheets is, I mean, the nutrition as well, but the training spreadsheets are incredible. I love them. Love them.
That's
so much variety.
Oh, excellent. That's so good to hear. So I'm very curious. I need to know, what is it about this particular challenge that made you so epic?
Turning 40.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, so I turned 40 in October and I wasn't overly keen on turning 40. I knew at the beginning of this year, I thought, oh, I turned 40 this year and I don't feel 40. I didn't want to be 40. Yeah, I just wasn't keen on it at all. So I thought, well, if I'm going to turn 40, I'm going to be in the best shape I've ever been in my life and I'm going to get abs.
Yes, queen. So
that was what I had set myself to at the beginning of the year. I thought, right, if anything's going to make turning 40 better or more acceptable, then I'm going to work my ass off and get that body that I've always strived for and never quite been able to reach. So that was probably my biggest motivation this year.
Yes. See, the thing is, now that you're 40, I suppose, like, because I'm 42, so I can relate. But for me, it's like, I just think we get better and better because you learn how to structure your time and you also yeah. learn how to not give a rat's ass what anyone thinks about you, and you get to be hot. So it's like, hello, deadly combination. And also, like, with the gym, you're not worried about using someone's equipment or anything like that. I reckon it's a pretty cool time to have yeah. your abs. And
yeah.
afford the clothes that go with the abs as well.
So. That's right.
Well, you know, you're not meant to.
But yeah, we just have to remember that we're 40 and not 21 like we think we are half the time.
Oh, I know, because, yeah, I read some meme yesterday. It's like 1996 was nearly 20 years ago or whatever, or was 20. I don't know, whatever it is, it's yeah. really bad. It's really bad. It's meant to be 5 years ago, but it isn't. So
I know.
So, yeah, what do you do for work, Jackie?
So I am a graphic designer. I work full-time but in my home little home office. So, yeah, I've been doing that for a long time now since I left school, did my study and was in the industry straight away. So been doing that for a long time now. But, yeah, very lucky to be able to work from home. Easy when it comes to having my food prepped and organised. I can whack it all in the air fryer at lunchtime easily and things like that. So it's handy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And what time do you train?
So very early. I start work at 9 every day, but my husband leaves for work quite early. So I've always had to train before he goes to work. So I am up at 4:20 a.m. every day.
Yeah.
And yeah, get in there, get it done. The kids are a bit older now that they can be home for half an hour or so now without me being home. So, and the gym's only just down the road. I tend to be in there for a good couple of hours these days. The workouts can get pretty intense and certainly turned it up a notch this last challenge. So, yeah, some mornings I was definitely in there for over 2 hours.
How good does it feel to get up early and get it done? Because I reckon it doesn't matter how busy you are for the rest of the day, you know that you've had your time.
Yeah.
And you've locked it in. It's like another one in the bank and you can't, I don't know. I mean, it's very rare. I get up at the same time as you. It's very rare that anyone's complained about me getting up at that time, other than maybe the alarm goes off every day. My husband goes, what are you doing? But it's like, that's been 15 years.
A long time now.
He still says that. But it's like, I'm not sure. Maybe going to work, maybe training, I don't know. But it's just good because it's your time, it's locked in, and that's how you do it. I think there's a lot of mums that do it like that, and it's sort of a bit of a secret club, but it's almost one of the only answers, I reckon, getting up at that in the fours.
Yeah. I just know that if it doesn't get done in the morning, by the time I walk out of my office at 5:30, 6 o'clock at night, and then you go into the nighttime routine of cooking dinner and cleaning up and kids and whatever, by the time all that's finished, it just wouldn't happen.
Not
it would
happen.
Not happen. Mm. No. So, and it would be, I get how mums turn around, they go, oh, it just didn't happen today. I couldn't bring myself to get to the gym at the end of the day. I don't blame them because I wouldn't be able to either. My brain is fried at the end of the day. And the few times that I do train in the afternoon, like I did on Sunday actually, because I couldn't get my normal session in on the Saturday. And so I trained Sunday afternoon and the effort I felt to get to the gym in the afternoon was so much more than what it would normally be. You just get up out of bed and you're there. So, yeah, starting the day is definitely the way to do it in my mind. It's done. It's out of the way.
Hot tip.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And also, I like to do everything before I figure out what I'm doing. I love to have everything locked and done because if I get up at 7 or anything, I'm like, oh no, what? I did that a couple of times in the lockdown in Melbourne, and I started to become sort of a bit like Shane, my husband, who's a bit more relaxed. And I'm like, oh God, yeah. I can't be like that. I won't do anything. I won't get it done.
No, I hear you. Some mornings I get to the gym and I don't even remember how I got there.
I know.
You're just in autopilot and it's just part of your morning and...
That's so true. I think that's a really good tip. So if anyone's listening to this for tips, it's like, don't overthink it. Just get up and go.
Think of it as part of your day. It's like dropping the kids off at school. It's like getting to work each day or doing your food shopping or cooking dinner. It's just something that is part of your day. And if you say to yourself that that's at the beginning of the day, then you get up and you get it done in the beginning of the day. It's done. It's out of the way. And it certainly does give you more, and I feel more energized when I've trained in the morning, and the few times that I haven't been able to, I feel flat and just like no motivation, no energy. I feel crap pretty much if I haven't been able to train in the morning.
It's definitely puts you in a positive mindset. What do you eat in the morning before you train, or do you train fasted?
I used to just have a banana. So I'd have a banana and my pre-workouts and I'd just head to the gym. But I am not allowed to have bananas at the moment, so just with some gut issues that I'm dealing with. So I'm not having anything now, so I just train fasted each morning. And, yeah, I think my body's just used to it. I mean, it'd be interesting to see what I could do if I had a bit of fuel in the tank first thing in the morning. But, yeah, it's too early for me to eat at that time.
Yeah, look, I can relate to that. I don't know, you know, what we'd be like if this and if that, but I reckon you're pretty bloody good as it is. So just keep,
that's keep
an off the record on the podcast tip. I think your system is working quite well if you are able to reveal those abs, because often, often if you're overly stressed, if anything like that's going on, it's funny you should mention gut issues, but normally, you know, it's pretty hard to get abs like that unless everything's working well. So I wouldn't, if it ain't broke, do you still have them?
Well, depending on what time of the day it is.
In the gym at 4:30. That's why you go, so you can take the selfie.
Take the selfies first thing, fasted. No, well, I did enjoy a good couple of weeks rest in Queensland for my 40th. So I did consume a few cocktails, which sort of, you know, that was what I'd worked towards all year. So I knew that I was going to enjoy myself and have some time off and be ready to go again this next challenge. So I'm ready to kick back into gear and get them back again.
Did you notice though? I think when you've got a specific amount of muscle, it's actually, it's not that terrible. You don't really ever go that far off track, do you? I really want to touch on that because it's not often that I get to speak to someone with, you know, over 10 years training history. So the thing with that is that when you have built up a certain amount of muscle in your body, it's a lot easier to have a bit of wiggle room with your food and things like that, because muscle is so metabolically expensive for your body to maintain. You've probably noticed as you've built muscle, there's a little bit more wiggle room.
Yeah, I definitely completely agree with that. That's become more evident the last 12 months, I guess, the leaner I've got. And I was actually surprised that in the last challenge, I didn't lose. I was on obviously a deficit towards most of that challenge, but it surprised me that I was able to maintain and even slightly build muscle while dropping. I think I dropped was something like 5 or 6% body fat, I think it was, in a bit pretty short amount of time. I think I did have it here somewhere. And, yeah, it was really surprising that on a deficit I was able to still hold on to the muscle that I had. I was worried that dropping calories I was going to lose my hard-earned muscle, which I really didn't want. So nutrition was definitely key, and making sure I had the right amount of protein and carbs and fats each day was definitely important to maintain what I had. Yeah, I did have a pretty solid amount of muscle prior to starting the challenge, which definitely helps.
Absolutely. And I think the length of, say, a six-weeker, even maybe 12 weeks, nothing too bad can happen. It's just that chronic long-term being in a deficit that we see 6 months or more, where you see people then the body's got nothing left, or over cardioing as well. Too many steps. Once you start to get over the 15,000 constantly, where's your body got to go? So you had some wiggle room. You did it well. You did it really well. So tell me, like, what was your favorite thing about the challenge just gone?
Probably the community. The last challenge was, so I'd done every challenge since, was all solo. So I didn't have a mentor, or I train in a very little, well, it's not so much a little, but a very quiet gym. There's rarely ever anyone else in there when I'm in there. So you can't really bounce off anyone around you in the gym or be inspired by anyone in the gym. There's just never anyone in there. So I didn't think I needed the motivation with a mentor, which is why I probably didn't reach out earlier. But I thought, no, you know what, I just want to really take it to the next level. So I reached out to Sel, who was just incredible, one of the most kindest, most generous humans I've ever met. And he, just the community that him and Kirsty created were in our little group was just amazing. We just had a really good group. Everyone was so motivating and inspiring of each other, and it was just awesome. And just the little challenges that you set each other in through the week, and watching each other's progress throughout the 6 weeks when it's just a small group, was really, really nice. It was really heartwarming to see. And then to have got runner-up and the grand champ be Tamara, who was in our little mentor group too. So, yeah, it was awesome to be a part of the little group, along with the main Maxine's group too. I do love being a part of that too. But definitely the community, I really loved that. The little group we had, the mentor group, was just definitely a highlight of the challenge last time.
Absolutely. I love all the mentor groups. I'm loving, at the moment, I'm just loving the influx of women who are in maybe their 40s or just turning 40 and building muscle and championing that, and championing the fact that we have to eat, and, you know, lifting weights is so important. And then, you know, that strength, and then showing off our shoulders, our abs, our Romanian deadlifts with dumbbells. I remember that one from you, that kind of thing. That just makes my heart, like, I'm just excited for the future of these sorts of things. The fact that there are people like yourself and Tamara and Kirsty and, you know, Sel, just all there for the common reason of just lifting weights and looking like a badass. What would you want? You
know, that's right.
But for your new little group of friends, I mean, so you would say connecting up with the community is key. That really helped in this particular one. Just to, were there times where you were like, oh, I'm knackered, and they just helped you out?
Not really. I'm a bit of a trooper. I didn't really feel too knackered or anything like that. I didn't feel that I needed to be boosted up at all, but we definitely had a few people in our group that needed that little pick-me-up, and it's nice to be able to know that you're inspiring others to get up and get their ass out of bed and get to the gym each day, and know that you had an impact on their challenge and that I helped them push a bit harder in the gym or challenge themselves that little bit more. Yeah, it certainly is a nice feeling knowing that you can inspire others to really push themselves.
Yeah, definitely. I can relate to that. Like, I'm somebody who doesn't need to be pushed, but what I do enjoy is the responsibility of helping others, because then if I do feel tired or something's going on, it's like, well, I've got to show up, because there's so many people that sort of count on me to show up. And that's like one of my driving things as well, you know, when things are going when I'm like, oh my god, what is this, what's going on today? And it's like, just to be able to help people. So it sounds like you're somebody who can just, you've got so much to give to others. So that's so good. Like,
I guess I didn't even realize how much the post went up about getting runner up and having so many people on there who had said I was their huge inspiration throughout the challenge, and that I inspired them on so many occasions. And that to me was great, just knowing that you're not just another post on the page, that people actually do read what you're saying and they take the positives from what you're trying to say and they use it. I guess that's a really nice way of, yeah, I felt very humbled knowing that I had inspired so many people. It was a shock to know that there was so many people out there inspired by my journey. So, yeah, it's a nice feeling to have at the end of the challenge, definitely.
Yeah, that's probably more rewarding than anything else. Although I'd have to say, looking at the prizes that you guys get, that's a pretty awesome reward as well.
It was a pretty awesome reward. Absolutely.
Like, they look good, but helping others on the page is like key. But yeah. Prize pack. Yeah, it's always nice to. What's your fave thing from the prize pack?
Well, I love the custard. The custard is definitely my favourite. But unfortunately, at the moment, I'm not allowed to have lactose. So a lot of the protein, unfortunately, I'm not allowed to have at the moment.
It's a good idea to go without sometimes as well, just to have a break as well. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So unfortunately, the protein sups I'm not enjoying as much as I would like to. But, yeah, I definitely – the sip and burn I have daily, so that's definitely a staple, and the creatine and even the burn bars I'm trying to limit at the moment as much as I love them and I miss them at the moment, but my belly doesn't like them at the moment. So, yeah.
I love the fact that you have creatine. That makes me happy, because that's another thing that it's hard to get people to get on to taking that, but once you do take it, you do notice the difference. Just a couple of reps. You're not going to be able to feel everything that it's doing for you, but just those couple of reps that you would not have gotten without the creatine, you'll never know.
Yeah.
That's good. Now, tell me something, Jackie. What advice would you give? I want advice for people. Okay, a few different advices from you. One is for newbies. Okay, so have a think about that. The next one is for people such as yourself that have been training for a while. So that'd be yourself, Tamara, that kind of a thing. And then, advice for just taking it to the next level. So three different types of advice. You can start with the newbie one.
All right. So I'll start with the newbie one. So whether, I guess, you're considering signing up or you have signed up, soak it all in. I think my biggest thing would be is be a part of the chat, the forum, because I feel like once you create connections with people who know what they're talking about and who have been around for a few challenges, once you create connections, you use them and their posts as they can be full of information that you can just pull so many bits of positive things out of, and you can learn so much through the forum, and the motivation and the inspiration that comes with the forum is really worthwhile. So I know that it's quite daunting if you're not used to posting on forums and things like that, but I find it's a really great way to just to be a part of the community, I guess, and want to, you see other people making changes and you see other people getting better and getting stronger and lifting more or leaning down or whatever they might be doing, and that should give you fuel to want to better yourself and go, right, that's going to, I'm going to get up in the morning, I'm going to nail my nutrition and share more, I guess. Like, even you can be a part of it and just read it, but actually interacting and sharing things I think really helps. It definitely did with me anyway. I felt like I created some really good connections that helped support me through the last few challenges, which has been really good. And I guess for the newbies, take each day as it comes. Use the spreadsheets and try and get as much information as you can from the spreadsheets, but just take your time. Don't go in there and try and smash out everything super quick. Slower controlled reps do so much more for your muscles and the muscle growth, I guess, than smashing out the reps as quick as you possibly can. So, yeah, take your time, soak it all in, ask questions. And nutrition, I guess, if there's one thing you can do that's going to help you get results, it's having your nutrition 100% every day. You can't out-train a bad diet. You can train all you like, but if you're still sneaking those treats in and thinking, oh, that won't matter, they do matter at the end of the day. So, yeah, just be mindful of what's going in your mouth and be honest to yourself, I guess, and knowing, be trying to stay accountable, I guess, and trying to make sure that you're honest. You're being true to what's going into your mouth. You're not saying, oh, I nailed my nutrition, but I also might have snuck in a teaspoon of sugar in my coffee or a couple of lollies or whatever it might be that's your treat that you like, that you're used to going to.
That's definitely the next level. People will often say, how do I get abs and things? Well, that's the answer right there. Like, the difference between having those crispy abs and not having them is exactly what you've just said. So that's that absolute champion mindset where you sort of think long-term. You think, what do I actually want to present over short-term satisfaction of the taste of something that will come and go anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. And I think taking the emotion out of food and thinking of it as fuel, really, not so much delicious food. For me, I guess it's been, I eat to fuel my body. The longer I've done it, the less I think about flavors and all the extra bits and pieces you would add to create this delicious meal. You probably lose a lot more of those needs and wants with your food. You're happy with simple, keeping things simple. And
oh, yeah. You are me and I am you. I can relate to you 100%. My probably biggest downfall in the entire challenge as a coach is the idea of recipes, because I'm like, there's some rice, you know, a piece of chicken. That's your recipe.
Yes.
So I have to take a step back and remember that people like flavors or they like to create things.
But yeah,
exactly like you. I'm like, there's chicken, there's rice, and maybe a veggie, and that is a recipe to me. You put it together, mix it together, and you've got it.
Yeah, which I think for me, the last challenge, I definitely was like that. We, through the winter months, our lives are so busy with sport and commitments with kids, sport and stuff like that. So I pretty well have one day, a Sunday, which is to do everything in the house on the one day, plus obviously have some time with your family as well. So I couldn't spend all day meal prepping three or four different meals, and I just didn't have the time. As much as I love doing that, I just didn't have the time to be able to do it. So my meal preps would be chopping all my veggies and portioning them out, and I'd cook up my proteins and portion it all out. So every day I would pretty much have to take out a portion of my meat, and then I'd put all my veggies together, and that was my way of meal prepping, really, was just to have everything ready to go and grab each day, but definitely kept it very simple. And I eat the same, and I know a lot of people would hate to think this, but I eat the same thing every day.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, 100%.
Every meal is the same every day. It's just easier for me to know what I'm eating, and the longer I've probably done that, the less I need variety. I don't tend to need the variety anymore. So yeah, it makes it easy. It takes the thought and the time out of all the meal prep for me as well, which is precious when you have one day a week that you can get it all done.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to know that there are others out there like this. I'm sure there are heaps of us. Like, I hope there are some people maybe that will comment on this podcast saying, yes, that's me too. Because sometimes I'll say to Coach Steve, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to sit down and write recipes from chicken and rice and just, I don't know, like, I know we have them, but then I think, how can I make them more fancy? But then we go, no, but the best results come from just keeping it simple. So we want everyone to be happy, but at the same time, keeping it simple is probably the biggest takeaway that you can have on all levels.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I guess for me, it made it easier because I could no longer eat wheat and gluten and that sort of stuff too. So it took away any of the breads and the pastas and all of that. I couldn't have any of that. So it left pretty much rice, proteins and vegetables and eggs. Nuts was about all that I can eat at the moment. So it was easy for me to keep it simple and clean because it was all I was really allowed to have. So, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, like, you are sort of shortchanging yourself because, you know, allowed to have versus there's so many people that are not allowed to have stuff, but they still have it. But you didn't.
Well, yeah.
Because you very much also just, you had a goal and you stuck to it. And look at what you did. You know, you came second, you're runner up. But as I said to you, you looked sensational. You know, it's all. Oh,
thank you.
Yeah. So anyone that comes in the top 10 is absolutely amazing. What is your next big goal, would you say, in the gym?
Probably my next big goal is to build the calories right back up, but maintain the abs. So I want to be able to eat more, but I want to keep the abs. So for me, it's going to be a slower process, obviously building the calories back up, and which is excites me because I think what my body is going to be capable of doing in the gym when I have more, when my calories are a lot higher, will excites me to think that how much I can improve in the gym as well. But yeah, I want to be able to try and maintain the lean body. So it's going to be a challenge in itself to do all of that. But yeah, I want to be able to eat lots and still have abs.
Yeah, I think that's doable. I think it's just that long game, you know, it's just that one step forward and test and go, are you still there? Yeah. Yeah, are you still there?
Yes.
And then it's like, and then you have to factor in just being a woman in general, and you go, are you not still there because I'm stressed, or is it that time of the month? Or why are you not there? And is it because of food? And like, is it my fault? Is it your fault? The game that you play. That's the ab game. So, oh my God, that's the title of your podcast. Welcome to the ab game.
Oh, I love it.
So the ab game is just so interesting. And the thing is, it represents it. It doesn't just represent the look. It's actually finding that balance so you can live in a body that you absolutely like, respect and adore, and you feel so confident in. And then also that people say it's unhealthy to have abs, but actually when you find that fine line where you can eat the calories, you're training hard like a beast, it all does come together, and there's some element of having them that is so rewarding, and that's your journey now.
Yeah.
Well,
so
I'm going to be watching you on Instagram, and now you're going to have another person going, hang on a minute, where are they?
Yeah, where have those abs gone?
Yeah, so that's good, because the more people you tell about stuff, the more it's going to have to happen, because
absolutely. It's so keeping yourself accountable, isn't it? It's all part of it.
Definitely. And look, I've had such a good time talking to you today, Jackie, and just to chat about that next level. I know there are going to be so many people out there that even if they're not at that level yet, they'll know that if they stick with it, they can get to that. That's the bit that they can start to worry about rather than...
Yeah, I didn't actually answer that, did I? The next step, my tips for people who are like me and who have been training for a long time. Yeah. So I guess for me, the biggest change was realizing that I was capable of more than I thought. You think that you train pretty hard and you think that you're pushing yourself pretty hard in the gym, but when you really, or I guess probably when I reached out to Sel and he realized how capable I was in the gym, he made me really push that next step further, I guess, with all my trainings. And yeah, I might have spent hours in the gym sometimes, but what I was able to really achieve in there and how much my strength increased was all purely because I stepped past the thought of, oh, I can't do that, that's too heavy, or that's going to hurt my back, or that's I can't lift them over my head, or, you know, I think just breaking through those barriers and slow each session, trying to increase from the session before and trying to just up the smallest amount. But if you're trying to increase each time, then it just sort of, that was a big game changer for me, was realizing that I was a lot more capable, or capable of a lot more than what I realized. And it definitely, your body will respond when you can push it outside those barriers and really push hard, challenge yourself as well. You know, we might think we're challenging ourselves with our training each day and thinking you're pushing pretty hard, but guarantee you can push harder.
True. 100% true.
Yeah.
That's really good, Jackie.
And the nutrition again, I guess.
Yeah.
The nutrition as well was probably the number one thing, because if you don't have the nutrition right, it's really easy to add a sauce or sneak in a lolly or whatever it might be, but it's very easy to bump up the calories by 100 or 200 or 300 calories without thinking that you actually have. So being accountable of everything that goes into your mouth makes a big difference.
It does, and that's the only way to get that champion physique. And you were working with champions.
Yes, I was.
So we'll do a shout out to them. Are they the, yes. Is the best life buddies? Is that the mental?
It is. Yes, it is. So yeah, we've got Tam and myself now a part of it, helping out with sales. So yeah, it's pretty cool. It's good to be able to help other people achieve what you've already achieved, which is a nice feeling to have.
Yeah, paying it forward. Well, that's excellent. Yeah. Well, all the best for the rest of this challenge. And
thank
I'll
you.
Be watching out. Tag me in your ab selfies.
Okay. I'll try.
Any deadlift ones as well, because like, I actually really like seeing anything to do, any deadlift variations and any ab thingies.
Yeah, I do love the big heavy dumbbells, the ones that no one likes to move in the end of the corner of the gym.
Yeah, well, the thing is no one else uses them, so you may as well.
That's right. Yeah, they just sit there and get dusty otherwise.
Exactly. Well, thanks so much, Jackie. You're a legend.
Thanks,
and I really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.